Israel was told, stand, see, and ask for the old path. I think today we need to say, Lord, give us the old path. Because we would do a whole lot better in our country if we was back in Andy Griffith's time. We'd do a whole lot better if we was back in that time frame, the Beverly Hillbillies. Amen? We'd do a whole lot better if we was even, I'll go farther back, if we was in Bonanza time. Amen? You say Wild West, guns shooting everywhere and all that stuff, I think we'd do a lot better back in that time in a lot of ways and a lot of days. Amen? We got the Wild West now. Look at some of our major towns. There ain't much difference, is there? I'm simply saying today, the fact that we need to ask for the old pass. You take and you go around our country, and you go especially to Washington, D.C., and we know this, we've said it a million times, but you look around and you can't deny, if you open your eyes and if you're honest at all whatsoever, if you see and you stand, you can't help but see that our country has changed. You can't help but see the old past, and when you see the old past, it's not what a lot of people are saying it is today. Because our country was founded upon God. It was founded a Christian nation on Christian principles. Did everybody preach and teach like we do? No, I'm not saying that. Did everybody leave like we do? No, I'm not saying that. But they used the Bible and the principles and things taught in it in the founding and the documents and everything in our country. I'm saying today we need to get back to the old past. We need to go backwards in a lot of things. Bible verses everywhere on our monuments. I told Brother Brent about one this morning in Proverbs 4 that wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, get understanding. That's there in the Library of Congress around the top. I took a picture, I think sent it to Dad. I still got the picture of it in my phone somewhere. Other Bible verses. I'm simply saying today they're all over the place. They're everywhere in monuments. Look at our leaders' quotes from years ago. All throughout history. I'm simply saying the fact that we need to get back to the old past. We need as Americans to go back. Amen. We need to be taken backwards. Please take me backwards. Amen. That's what I want this morning. I believe that's what the Lord wants. Amen. We need to go backwards. I say this and I'm fussing at myself this morning, okay? So I'm going to preach to me for a minute, okay? I'm looking in the mirror. I went to the barber shop the other day. I got convicted about something. And I still hadn't changed and done nothing about it. And I'm preaching to me for a minute. If this happens to wind up hitting you too, that's fine. I remember growing up, me and Dad went to the barbershop always on Saturday, seemed like. The only day we could go. I hated going on Saturday mornings. Hated it, but I had to go the other day. Because you have to get there forever and wait forever, and everybody goes on Saturday mornings. Anyway, got there, sitting out there waiting outside. And I'm out there on the sidewalk, playing on my phone. David's playing his Pac-Man. I think it was Pac-Man. We, barber comes, open the barber shop. We walk in the barber shop. Now, y'all know what used to go on in the barber shops, right? That's the place where all the gossip was, like the hair salons, right? So I'm talking about both when I said that. Now, don't nobody get mad at me later. That's where it would go on. I walked in the barber shop. I sit down. And I guess what I did? That barber shop was full. There was no seats open. Probably 12 chairs in there, something of that nature. Of people waiting. I look around, and guess what? Every person in that whole barber shop had in their hand. Guess what there wasn't going on? No gossiping. There wasn't no talking. Now, sometimes that's a blessing, but there was no talking. And I remembered, I thought back as I sit there, I stopped playing with my phone just for a minute. And I thought, you know what? About 20 years ago, when I went to that same barber shop, although it was in a different building, same people, same thing, same Saturday, same time, same story, different channel, whatever. Same thing. And guess what? Everybody was in here like this the whole time. Going on. I remember one time Dad got upset about some stuff that was going on and tried to get them to stop going on. Why am I saying that this morning? Y'all remember those barbershop days like that? Now what do we have? I told you I was fussing at me too, right? Okay, so anyway, why do I say that? We needed some old pass. Amen? We need some old pass. I'm simply saying today, our country was founded on biblical principles. In a lot of ways, we'd do better going backwards. We'd do better going backwards. You think about simply today, people today have taken and they've turned away from God. Our country's turned away from God on so many major issues. Instead, I could name them off and list them, but you know them. We've turned away from God to sin and self, thinking we can make it on our own as a country. Thinking we can make it on our own as people. Thinking we can make it on our own as a church. As churches. Writing God out of history as we rewrite history. But we went even a step farther now. We're not just writing God out of history, but we're writing Him even out of existence. Writing Him out of existence. Replacing Him with humanism and all those other isms we talked about a few weeks ago in Sunday school that we mentioned. You think about this morning, turn with me to a couple verses and we'll be done. Luke 4. Luke 4. I want to read to you some scriptures. And I encourage you to mark them down. If you take notes, if you don't, mark these down if you didn't mark nothing else down. And I encourage you to look at them all later again. Maybe tomorrow, Memorial Day. Luke 4 and verse number 16. We're going to skip down to verse. Let's read verse 16. And He came to Nazareth where He had been brought up. The Lord Jesus here talking about. And as His custom was. That means it was His regular routine, right? He had a custom of this, whatever we're getting ready to talk about. He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. You know, I think about the Lord had a custom of going to church, so should we. Amen? We should too. If it's good enough for Jesus, He's our example, we call ourselves Christians, we ought to have a custom. We ought to have a custom. Let's go on. And there was delivered unto Him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when He had opened the book, He found the place where it was written. Here it is. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of the sight to those that are what? Blind. What was one of the things we said we needed to do this morning? That the Lord Jeremiah, the Lord told him he needed to do? He needed to see. He needed to see. And we need a lot of people to see today. And recovering of sight to the blind. To set, here's the phrase, at liberty them that are bruised. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. You think about that word liberty, you look it up in the New Testament. That's used most of the time. There's a couple of different words, but most of the time and most of the verses I'm getting ready to give you, when you look at the word liberty, it has the idea of this, to set free one that's a slave. You think about here the fact He's saying to set at liberty them that are what? Bruised. I think about those that have been enslaved by Satan today in this world, and they need to be set free by the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the Lord's saying here. You skip down to verse 21 for the sake of time. It says, And He began to say unto them, This day is the Scripture fulfilled in your ears. Look with me at another verse of Scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter number 3. 2 Corinthians 3. I saved all the verses for the end. 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 17. 2 Corinthians 3, 17. The Bible says, Now the Lord is that Spirit, And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. You think about today that where God's Spirit is, there's liberty. You think about the fact that means that every time we gather together in God's house, guess who's there? The Spirit of the Lord. Guess what else is there? Liberty and freedom in Christ. Amen. You think about everywhere you go every day, even if they was to take and toss me or you in the darkest prison in the worst area and worst place in the world, guess what you still would have in your heart? Freedom in the Lord Jesus Christ they couldn't take away because the Spirit of the Lord's inside of you. Amen. Even if tomorrow our country was taken over by China or some country and blew up by Korea and there was only a small group of us left, and let's say it was this church and they imprisoned us, you know what? We would still have freedom. Might not have freedom politically or on this earth, but we have freedom spiritually in the Lord Jesus Christ. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. You think about simply today another verse of Scripture. Turn with me to Galatians chapter number 5. Galatians chapter number 5. In verse number 1, the Bible says in Galatians 5:1, when you get there, say amen. It says, stand fast. What was another thing Jeremiah said we needed to do? Stand. See. Ask for the old pass. He said, stand. Galatians 5:1, stand fast. Therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. In other words, he says, you need to stand fast, stay put, stand up for Jesus. Stay where you are as new believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hold fast the liberty and the freedom that God's given to you. Don't go back again to the sinful, fleshly things of this world. Stand fast. Stay true to the Lord Jesus Christ. Be faithful. Amen. You think about another verse, verse 13 in the same chapter. 1 through 12 is good verses to read that lead up to verse 13. He says, for brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. You see, we've been given liberty now in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're to stand fast in that liberty. Don't go back and get enslaved again. Stay free in the Lord. Don't get in bondage to the things of this world. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. You think about today, the thing that the Lord spoke to me about here I had never thought about is for those that don't believe, especially those that are Calvinists out there, how do they explain liberty and define it? Because the Lord has given us liberty. You say, what do you mean by that, Pastor? Simply this, liberty means freedom, does it not? And the Lord has given all of us the liberty and the freedom this morning to take and to choose. Amen. Whether we'll get saved or serve Him or say no, Lord, and die and spend eternity in hell. You think about this morning, He's given us the freedom to choose. God's given us liberty. Come back to that. Keep that in mind in a minute. James chapter number 1. James chapter number 1. James chapter number 1. A couple more verses, we'll be done. James chapter number 1. I know it's in my Bible. James 1 and verse number 23. James 1:23. We didn't read the last verse there in Galatians 5:13. We should have read verse 14, and it talked about beholding your face in a glass, and the glass being the Word of God. Well, notice this in James chapter number 1 and verse 23, it says, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. It mentions that again here. For he beholdeth his self and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. In other words, he doesn't have a memorial. He doesn't remember what the Lord's done for him in his life. Instead, he forgets it. He becomes entangled again with the things of this world. He goes the other direction. When you look into the law of the Lord, it convicts you. do something about it. Amen. Verse 25, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, that's God's Word, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Amen. You want freedom? Go with what God's Word says. 2 Peter chapter number 2. 2 Peter chapter number 2. You want freedom in your life? Obey and do what the Word says. 2 Peter 2 and verse number 1. And I read this verse because of the first few words in it more than anything. And these are our last passage of Scripture here. It says, but there were false prophets also among the people. There's still false prophets today. I think we all can agree on that, I hope. Even as there shall be false teachers among you, and there's still many among us today, who privily shall bring in damnable, strong words, heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And boy, don't they speak evil of the truth today. You think about those, skip down, he's talking about the false prophets, false teachers that are coming in. But now verse number 18, skip down, it says, for when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they sound wise, but they're not. Amen? They sounds good what they say, but they're not. Swelling words of vanity. Sounds like a lot of politicians. Amen? Sounds like a lot of our, if you will, so-called smartest people out there nowadays, professors, all these types of things out there in our society, a lot of these preachers that sound the smartest in the world, but yet a lot of deceit and a lot of falseness being put out. They allure through the lusts of the flesh. They say things that appeal to people's flesh. Amen? How much do we see that going on nowadays? Say things, oh, that sounds good, right? Appeals to your flesh. Appeals to my flesh. Be careful about those things. Let's read on because these are some important verses. Talking about appealing here, if you will, to the flesh and all that. Notice with me it says, I lost my spot, verse 18, through much wantonness, those that were clean escaped from them who live in error. While they promised them, what do they promise? Liberty. You can have freedom. You can do whatever you want to do. You get saved, you go to the Lord, you can't do those things anymore. If you do what that pastor's saying and what that church is saying, look at all you ain't going to be able to do and you're going to miss out on. They're saying you can have liberty. I'll never forget, a good friend of mine for years would not get saved. And I still don't know if he is today 100% or not. But I witnessed to him countless times. And many times when I would come down to the point, at different points of saying, are you ready to get saved? He knew how to get saved. I'd went through all that. He knew it before I ever showed it to him. He would make this comment to me. He said, no. He said, because if I did, I'd have to give all this up. And he'd name some things. And I'm just not ready to do that yet. I want to do what I want to do. He'd tell me those words. And I thought to myself many times, you don't have freedom. You're in bondage. You don't have freedom. You think you've got liberty. You've been fooled. You've been duped. You've been blind. You need to see. The world, the devil, has blinded you. Alcohol has blinded you. Drugs have blinded you. All these sensual things have blinded you. The dollar bill has blinded you. You don't see it. The lust of the flesh, lusts, wantonness, all these things have blinded you from seeing the truth this morning. You had escaped it, but then you went back. You went in this direction. While they promise them liberty, the false teachers are deceiving you. While they promise them liberty, they themselves, oh, strong words, the servants of corruption. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be called a servant of corruption. That's enough said right there. But that's what they are. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought into what? Bondage. And there's many being brought into bondage today to the things of this world. Many being brought in bondage to things by these false teachers, false preachers out there. Verse 20. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled. They go back to it again. Therein and overcome, this last phrase is really strong. The latter end is worse for them than what? The beginning. You think about, there's some people out there today, they don't know no better. Can we agree on that? A little kid don't know no better. Some people don't know no better. But you know what's worse than somebody new that comes into Bilo and don't know no better when it comes to certain things? It's somebody that's been there 10 years. Somebody that's been taught. Somebody that's been known to death. Somebody that's been showed. Amen? Somebody that's been told time and time and time and time again. And guess what? They still don't get it. They don't see it. Instead, they go back to acting like they don't know no more. They go back to the same direction they was in. How many times you say, as stupid as that is, and we get frustrated, people like that at work, all of us do. You got to show them again and again and again, and they still never get it. How many times do we do the same thing as children spiritually, as children of God? Do we go back to the same things again and again and again and again and again? That's what he's talking about here. He's saying, don't do that. Notice verse 21, for it had been better for them, and this is strong, but it's so true, to have not known the way of righteousness, than after they've known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them, according to the true proverb, and it is a proverb in the book of Proverbs, the dog is turned to his own vomit again. And the sow, or we'd say the pig, right, that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. We got a new bunny rabbit the other day. Some of y'all may know that, and some of y'all seen it. Love the bunny rabbit to death. I love that bunny rabbit. But we took that bunny rabbit the other day, and we got a little cage we get out and put it in at times to run around in and things where it can run free. And, of course, it's a little cage. But anyway, put the bunny rabbit out, Brother Donald, in that cage. That bunny rabbit did what bunny rabbits do, hopping around, having a good time, you know, checking it all out, standing up on his feet, you know, looking around, back feet, all that type of stuff. But then you know what happens if you leave a bunny rabbit out long enough in a cage or anywhere. Nature will take its course, right? And he started pooping a little. Right? Happens. It's an animal. It's in a cage. It's easy to clean up in that little area. Not too bad. But you know what, Brother Donald? You leave that bunny rabbit, I found out, at least this one. I can't speak for any other bunny rabbit in the world. But you leave that bunny rabbit in that cage, and he poops. You know what this bunny rabbit does after a little bit of time? He'll go along and pick up that poop and eat it. He did it once. He did. But he did it. And her exact words was, now the one defending the bunny rabbit, it was only once, is he said, she said these exact words, ooh. That's what she said. See? She admits it. And I said, it's just a bunny rabbit. That's what I thought of when I seen this verse. Like a dog returning to his vomit, a swallow in the mire, or a bunny rabbit to its poop. And what she said, I'm glad you did. And I didn't tell her to do it, and I didn't pay her, but I might take her out to supper afterwards. He only did it once. How many times do we say that today? When we go back and eat our own poop. I'm serious. How many times do we say that today when we do something again and we get entangled again and put ourselves in bondage again to the things of this world? How many times does a drug addict say, yeah, I only did it one more time. I was only going to do it one more time. The alcoholic, I was only going to do it one more time. The Christian who missed church, I was only going to miss one Sunday. The one who took and didn't pay tithe, I was only going to miss that one time, and the next thing you know, you ain't giving nothing. How many times have our country taken and said, we're going to weaken a law about abortion? We're going to allow it in this, that, and the other. And look at what we're talking about got now. We're going to weaken the law when it comes to marriage and this can be done. Look at what we're getting now. We're eating our poop. We know better. We got God's principles all around us, all over our capital, all over these places. Look at what men have fought and bled and died for. Stand and see and ask for the old paths. America, but stand and see and ask for the old paths, people of God. Stand and see and ask for it. One of the songs that speaks to me the most every time I hear it. If you don't know the song, you ought to look it up. It's my prayer. Greater Vision sings a song. And the song says, preacher, don't tell me what I want to hear, but tell me like it is. I didn't want to preach about this, but I got to because I'm guilty and you are too. I don't want to preach about me going back eating my poop, eating my vomit, going back to my sin all the time, not being faithful in the area I need to be in my life. I don't want to preach about that. Because you know why? Yeah, I'm preaching to you, but I'm preaching to me. And you say, there he goes preaching to me about that again, whatever it is. I'm not preaching at you. I'm preaching at me. If it hits you, it's the Lord preaching at you. What are you going to do about it? Will you stand? Will you see? And will you ask for the old paths? Those verses strong. Peace, peace, there's no peace. Stay and see, ask for the old paths. The last verse we looked at said, hey, you know what? It's better that they didn't even know the truth than to go back that direction again. How sad that some of us know the truth so much, been taught so much, been showed so much. We get frustrated with those people at work making the same things over and over and over and over and over again. Don't even care. But yet, how many times do we do that in our spiritual life? Stay and see. Ask for the old paths. I'm thankful today for those who've fought and bled and died for our country. I'm thankful for my Lord Jesus Christ who died for me. Because there's one thing I can say that's in our Declaration of Independence, an unalienable right that our country believed that was given to every man by their Creator, by God, was life, liberty, that's freedom, and the pursuit of happiness. And you know what? We've gone so far from that. In our White House, in the Congress, in the Senate House, in the church house, and let's go ahead and be honest, in our house. Why? Because of pride. Thank you for that lesson this morning, Brother Brent. We say, we ain't got a problem at my house. It's that White House on Pennsylvania Avenue. We ain't got a problem at my house. It's the next door neighbor. Why don't we go ahead and fess up, get around the altar, get honest with God, start eating our poop, be humble, and say, Lord, it's me, it's me, it's me, it's me, it's me. It's my fault, Lord. It's me standing in the need of prayer. It's Faith Baptist Church, not the non-denominational one down the road. What about us? What about us? Let's pray.